Okay, so we just talked about this probably no more than 15 minutes ago.
I can't believe it.
And it happened.
I can't believe it.
Robert Murray for the win. This is big news coming from the Boston Red Sox.
It's
Alex
unreal.
Speer has it. Do you want to read it, Hardy?
Yeah. According to Alex Speer, his source says the Red Sox are designating Hanley Ramirez for assignment.
Oh, my God.
He's 0 for his last 21 at the plate. And we were just talking about it earlier, the roster moves that would be necessary due to Dustin Pedroia coming back. Red Sox to part ways with Hanley Ramirez. This is the Alex Speer story in the Boston Globe. Red Sox informed Ramirez on Friday morning they were going to designate him for assignment in order to open up a spot for Dustin Pedroia. In doing so, the Red Sox will walk away from more than $15 million remaining on Ramirez's salary through the duration of this season. Red Sox now have 7 days to trade or release Ramirez.
I can't believe it. I really can't.
Would you say this
is the move you're making to bring Pedroia in?
Wow, they really like Blake Swihart, huh? Wow. Wow.
Oh, my God.
According to Spears' column here, this...
I finally come around on Ramirez, and they do this.
The decision to part ways may avoid a potentially awkward situation related to his $22 million vesting option for 2019.
They've really cared about that stuff and those type of contracts. And ridiculous money.
I got to follow this guy, Robert Murray, on Twitter. This guy has good info. You know, he tweeted that out an hour ago, which means he had a piece of information that it could be happening and he couldn't confirm it. That's why he sent it out the way he did. Good
he knew
for
it.
Him. This he guy's good.
And
I
then,
like this
and then
guy.
The Heyman follow-up.
Heyman.
No response from the Red Sox. Wow.
All right.
We talked about that off air, too. That just the fact that you didn't get the response... could mean something's cooking.
Batted third in the lineup for 38 of the team's 50 games, half a dozen appearances in the number two spot.
Oh, my God. So go back to the caller's question earlier as far as Pedroia coming in to disrupt chemistry. If you're a young player and you love Hanley Ramirez, and you see how, and Jim, you even called it, sort of a lame move on their part, right?
It's a cheapskate move.
It's a cheapskate move.
Unless they have a deal in the works. If they have a deal that they're working on that's going to take a couple extra days to complete.
They got to be getting somebody back, right?
Maybe they prospect their farm system's depleted.
Another arm?
He's your number three hitter. They just designated their number three hitter.
How's your bullpen?
The team with the best record in baseball just designated their number three
hitter. The guy with the most power in your lineup, you just... Wow.
Wait. The most power in your lineup?
I mean,
no.
When this guy hits moonshots, he hits them.
No, but I
know you're going J.D. Martinez
I'm
here.
I'm finding it hard to believe that they didn't have room on their roster for this player.
Hanley Ramirez.
That doesn't make sense to me.
For Blake Swihart.
I mean, he's getting this money.
If he got 497 plate appearances this year, he was going to be guaranteed another $22 million next season.
Yes.
He's already racked up 195 plate appearances, so he was on pace, this is all from Spears' column, to blow past the required number of appearances to secure his salary next season.
Yeah, but you just have to bench him. You don't have to release him.
But through April...
Why would you make a trade for Hanley Ramirez right now to avoid basically him... You'd have to work out salary. The Red Sox would have to eat a bunch of the salary.
They're convinced this is more than a slump. I mean, it's been a few weeks, but through April, he was batting .330, three homers through the end of April. He started the season off well. But he hasn't been good.
How can no local guy get this story?
Alex Speer got the story.
Well, I thought the other guy did that tweeted it out.
He put it out as speculation.
Well, still, I give that
Alex
guy.
Alex Speer broke the story as this happened.
He's your number three hitter. He's got decent numbers with two outs and runners in scoring position. High leverage situations this year. 333 with 11 RBIs, 13 for 39 in high leverage situations. A guy late in the games when you want in the game.
As a pinch hitter, I just don't understand why there was no room for him on the roster, but there is room for Blake Swihart.
Accountability, sort of taking hold of the clubhouse. I've given this guy nothing but credit this year.
He doesn't have to
play
every day.
He reminds me of Ortiz.
He doesn't have to play every day.
Wow.
You don't have to put him in the lineup every single day. You can bench him. You can use him as you please. This seems like an extreme measure. Is what it feels like.
This also could be unless people within had a clue, This is something that could shake a clubhouse up. It really can.
That, to me, is the biggest fear of all this. Hanley is very well-liked in that clubhouse.
Yeah.
This is absolutely going to piss some guys off that are in that clubhouse.
And say if you, I don't mean to term it this way, but say Pedroia is a dink. Or say you're one of those guys that thinks Pedroia is full of hot air. And say he comes in and doesn't play that well, but, okay, now we need to go to him for leadership? Who's our leader? If I'm a young guy right now,
if you're happy that the team has been loose and they've had a great, you know, atmosphere and all that around that clubhouse, and guys have played loose, and the younger guys like Betts and Bogarts have, you know, looked like they're having fun. Whatever he was doing, Hanley Ramirez, that part of it was working.
I'm stunned.
He didn't have to play every day. Doesn't feel like they needed to do this. Hanley Ramirez has been designated for assignment by the Boston Red Sox. They have 7 days to trade or release the player. We'll get your reaction to that coming up next.